For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway will continue operations this weekend, despite Riverside County moving back to the most restrictive category of the governor's reopening plan, officials confirmed today. The tramway's famed rotating cars will continue ferrying passengers from the desert to the San Jacinto Mountains amid pandemic-related restrictions, although some indoor offerings will cease, according to Gray Purdy, the tram's vice president of marketing and public affairs. After shuttering for nearly 6 months, the tramway restarted operations October 9th on a Friday through Monday schedule when Riverside County was still in the red tier of California's four-tier coronavirus monitoring system. However, county health officials announced Tuesday that the California Department of Public Health had downgraded Riverside County back to the purple, or most restrictive tier, meaning some businesses that had reopened in recent weeks will have to close again or move their operations outside. Gyms, restaurants, movie theaters, and places of worship are among the entities that will be affected. With the worst wildfire season on record in California still raging, experts from across the state are calling for California to invest $2 billion next year in prevention tactics like prescribed burns. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
With 57% of forested land in California owned by the federal government, the wildfire experts want Congress to spend more money on forest management. They also want the California legislature to approve $500 million for wildfire prevention in January and another $1.5 billion before the end of 2022. Paul Mason is with the nonprofit Pacific Forest Trust.
It's like trying to win a football game by only playing defense. We really need to be proactive about addressing some of these challenges, especially where the challenges are the result of our active intervention on the landscape for the last century.
Mason says this fundamental change doesn't stymie the need for suppression to protect lives and property. It also supports efforts to limit the size and scale of future wildfires, not just fight them. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
California's amusement parks have been pining to reopen for months, hoping to bring back thousands of workers sent home in March, when the coronavirus pandemic forced them to close their gates. Now that state health officials announced strict new rules for reopening the parks, attractions spanning from Disneyland to Universal Studios are bracing for an even longer shutdown. So are surrounding communities lined with hotels, restaurants, and shops set up to cater to tourists who are no longer coming. The city of Anaheim, for one, has slashed its budget forecast because of the prolonged closure of Disneyland and loss of revenue stemming from a convention center. Father Bill Moore, a Catholic priest and prominent abstract expressionist who spent decades spreading spiritualism through his paintings, has died. He was 71. Longtime friend Tom Irwin says Moore died Sunday of prostate cancer. Seeing his artistic talent, Moore's Southern California parish, the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, allowed him to spend much of his time painting. His works have fetched as much as $15,000 to help support his church's causes. His inspirations were wide-ranging and included artists like Robert Crumb and rock bands like Van Halen. But all his works, he said, were inspired by God. City officials in Oakland approved a contentious new policy that will prohibit homeless people from setting up tents in parks or near homes, businesses, schools, and some churches. The Oakland City Council unanimously approved the measure late Tuesday. More than 100 community members spoke mostly against the rules that also allow homeless encampments in certain areas of the city as long as they follow safety and sanitation rules. The rules will be implemented in January. Officials say the city has seen a 63% increase in the homeless population since 2017. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.